This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Self-Help Show. This is Gina, and I'm your host. Welcome to the home of self-love, self-care, self-healing, self-improvement, self-empowerment, all about the self. And today, we are joined by the Gen Z president of community building, aka Coco Bay, aka my beloved baby sister, aka my best friend. I thought, you know what, since we are talking about all things self-improvement, self-love, let me invite somebody close to me to just talk about special things. And she came up with this topic, which is community. And I want to give it to her to actually introduce herself in depth. So Jeannie, please tell us everything about you, everything we need to know, and everything we're going to talk about.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I am so incredibly honored to be on the Self-Help Show. It has been such an honor for me and such an inspiration as Gina's younger sister to see her flourish and helping help themselves. She helps herself. Like, hello, somebody. You know, it's so incredible to see that there's people who are creating content who live out that content. And I can testify. I've got a testimony. I can testify that I've seen her go through the work. I've seen her do all the self-healing. You know, I've seen her draw herself back. I've seen her do everything that really she needs to in order to make her work authentic. So to be here, I'm just like so incredibly honored and so excited. And my older sister's cooler than yours. I'm sorry. You know? But yes, a little about me. I'm Jeannie, mental science and engineering student. I like all things community. I love being around people. I think people have so much to share and so much to bring. And even though, yes, there are some experiences in life that can really knock us down, there are so many more people that can reinstall that faith in humanity, you know? So definitely, I think talking about community and sharing the importance of it. Because in this digital age, we've gotten so lazy about how intentional we are about connecting with people. Maybe because it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can just send a text. You can just call after some time. It doesn't really matter if we meet up or we don't meet up, but it does matter. You know, there's something about being in the presence of the people that you love. I'm not going to go into the whole science of all the dopamine releases and what the chemical reactions that happen in your brain. You know, I'll leave that for the experts who have done all of those studies.
Yeah.
I want it to be a conversation that anybody who watches this video won't think about, oh, I have to Google this term, you know, and all of that. They're just going to be able
to
relate from like another person of like the importance of community. Because as people, we all have to have a community.
I agree with you. And I kind of want us to start from scratch. So for example, we both left home around the same time. you went to China, I went to the UAE. And obviously leaving home, getting into a new space, you kind of need to, you know, be a new, like you are a new person. So people are getting to know you, you introduce yourself, and then you kind of start creating friendships, and then from friendships we get to community, which is where I feel like this is like your topic. So talk us through how that was for you from the moment you arrived in China to like this amazing community that you are in, which I adore because I think it's so incredible that you're so, please tell us.
Okay, so girl, we lived at the same time. You know, it was just so insane. Just like as sisters, we had gotten to a stage where we're like so close and we're just thinking like, now we have to connect with the real world outside of, you know, blood ties. And coming to a foreign land where it's not only an issue of you don't know the people, you don't know the language. Like, you're fighting two Goliaths with one stone. You know?
Yeah.
But
true.
It was something about, I had a little bit of confidence in, I guess, who I was. And I had a lot of faith in humanity. I think I have a decent amount of faith in humanity because of who I already know now. Like my family members, my close friends back home, they have given me this kind of confidence that there's so many good people out there that I knew that I was going to meet at least one, you know? I was blessed to meet a community, but I was like, at least one. And as people, we can relate to each other based on so many different things, whether it be trivial or whatever it is. So I just was like, I know I'm going to make at least a friend. There's so many things we can relate on. And if I can make a friend and I don't change who I am, then I can make more friends. And then those friends can relate with each other. And that's just how community starts. And especially if, I think my personality could also be a factor to this because I don't mind initiating, you know? Initiating isn't the easiest thing for people, but I don't mind initiating. I don't mind being the person to call first. I don't mind being the person to be like, oh, let's go grab lunch or let's go do this, you know?
Yeah.
Through that process, you end up kind of being like a magnet, you know? And you end up having people drawn to you whilst you also draw to them. And then that's how you slowly build this kind of community. And there's no prejudice on like, oh, there's this kind of specific person I want to hang around because we're all international students. You know, we're all away from home. We're all just trying to pursue a degree, trying to make sure that we build a good life for ourselves. And if we can be there for each other, why not?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That is really amazing. And I think it takes that character, that personality, because for me personally, I could be in a room for 365 days and not reach out to anybody, which is almost crazy because it's like, you know, I don't want to like be out there. I'm almost like too introverted. So it's, again, like you said, personality and character, because you have to have it in you to decide to say, okay, I'm going to step out. And when I step out, I'm going to meet this person and then I'm going to interact with this person. Because for me personally, it's mostly like business related. You know, I left home for a conference. I met people at a conference. And then from that conference, another conference, then another conference. So it's always been like work related. When it comes to just personal stuff, I think I only went to like one event, met some really cool people. But then within that, it's also always me just pushing against like my own barrier, you know? So what do you have to say to somebody that's listening that probably has the same issues as me? They're shy. Me saying that I'm shy right here is almost like really because, I mean, I have a podcast, I'm a speaker, but like when it comes to just one-on-one interactions, I'm shy. Like, I'm really like, but if you say hi, I'm like, hi, you know, so.
You know, I would say that people are so much more interested about getting a chance to spend time with you than you think. And I think that kind of draw back
really
to, okay, but like, should I go out? You know, is it really going to be fun? Am I really all that interesting? Yes. Yes, you are. You know, and it's like when all your intimate friends are calling you up, like, come, let's join this, come, let's join that. It's not just because they want to go have a good time. There's a reason why they decided that, like, I need to call you up, you know? Even though you may not think that your presence in a room is as explosive as the loudest person in the room, but even you with your full presence, you contribute so much more than you think. So to people who feel like, ah, I think I'd rather be at home. You're killing your extrovert friends. We want you there. We want you outside, you know? We really want you outside. You're so exciting to be around, even if you don't think you're as exciting to be around. You know, as people, we don't often get a full, like, we can never look at ourselves 100% in an objective way, like, okay, yeah, I am or I'm not. We kind of have to, like, guess about ourselves. But then with others, especially genuine people who are good and authentic friends, when they call you because they want to hang out, it's because they want to hang out with you. And there's something in you that they appreciate greatly. I really wish that my shy friends, my not initiated friends, would step out more because the people who are around them are curious about them and want to be around them.
Okay, that is so beautiful. So please tell us about this community that you kind of have. Like, how many people are they? What are you guys up to? How old is the community? What are your plans? You know, tell us.
Okay, so I'd say the community that I want to mainly share is my faith community. Oh, I love the word too. This, honestly, just love them, love them, love them. It's incredible.
Yes.
Because for the first about 4 months when I arrived here in China, it was just me and my school community, and we're still tight, like me and my friends from school. We're all from different engineering majors, but we come together, play chess, we play cards. That day we're playing Ludo. You know, like, you never hear about engineering kids play games, but we try to when we can, you know. We try to come together and just do something silly because at the end of the day, we're kids, you know, and kids need to play. And it heals a part of us. It, because I guess we grew up knowing that, like, I grew up in the church, you grew up in the church, we grew up in the church, you know? So, like, there's something about church friends and church community that's just so exciting and fulfilling. And there's so much purpose in that space. So, when I met a friend, her name was Divine. She's the one who kind of introduced me to this community that I'm a part of, like Yista. And Divine came with divine intention.
Divine, divine.
Like, I got there and I met everyone, and instantly I just felt at home, you know? Like, everybody's just so intelligent. I can't even explain the wisdom that is in that space and the love. Like, the God-shaped heart is present in this community. And it's more than just we come together, we pray, we sing, church ends. It's during the week we check up on each other. We have this kind of system where it's like brother keeper, sister keeper, where for like a month you have a different member each time. You guys are checking in with each other. What's going on? Is everything well? You know, after service, we all go for dinner and we sit and then we chat and then we laugh, we play games, and we really take care of each other and we grow. And we're about a year old, but there's so much we have managed to accomplish in just being established for a year. And we're growing slowly, but we still have a relatively small fellowship. But the things that we've managed to accomplish, it's like, first, like, I thank God for us being able to even do all these ambitious dreams. And also the community. It's like we've really got each other's back. Sometimes when we come across challenges, it's always, okay, what can we do to get out of it? You know, instantly everybody has each other's back. It's not we go into a brawl of you or you. No, it's okay, fine. This has happened. What's next? And we're really like friends, more than just members of a fellowship. Like, we really are friends. We have a group. Sometimes we sing in
That's
the memes
beautiful.
and things like that. It's really beautiful. It's so incredible. And the kind of feeling and security I have, even though I don't stay in the same city as majority of, like, the members, I still feel like, no, I've got my home away from home, you know? And it's so nice that even me kind of meeting my older sister, of course, that like I found home away from home is like so reassuring, because you know your family, you can feel rest assured knowing that like their child is being taken care of, you know?
Yeah. Girl, I'm so proud of you, first of all, because I feel like the world we're living in now, there's just this isolation, individuality type of thing. And I think it's mostly driven by trauma. I'm speaking from a personal perspective because I've had situations where I had friends and we have a small clique and, you know, there's betrayal and backstabbing. And then it happens again. And then you're just like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to be on my own. However, what that does is, it's not everybody. So it's like maybe it was happening in the environment that I was staying in, for example, where I was staying in Johannesburg, right? Then you go to like a different part of the world where community is actually encouraged, because there is that connectedness that comes with relying on somebody and knowing that if anything happens, I have this person, or I have this community, or I have these friends and these people that are there for me, you know? I think even now we have physical communities like your neighborhoods, your family, your local, and then we have your digital communities like your Facebook groups and like your spaces and different things. And then we have your own, like your faith space, where it's like a safe space for expression and for growth. And I think all of these key like elements that build up what society means or what community means. So what build up what community means end up being the foundation of the society.
And you know, one thing that I must just comment on before going on to what I want to say is, knowing from what you've told me, like off camera, of course, you know, the details about so many betrayals and so many people who shake our faith in humanity. Let me just say that, you know, broken people breaking others, right? But yeah, like,
yes,
a lot of broken people, you know, who are breaking others.
Yeah.
No, saying you work through the distrust that you had with people, but still never changing how sensitive your heart is. You know, because when you go through so many experiences that can really harden your heart and make you want to close off from the world, because the world is no longer a safe place for you. So even when you do come across people who reassure you that you are safe, that instinct or kind of like a survival mode, like, I never want to be in pain again. Last time I tried this, it didn't go too well. Right? But like still seeing you so open to wanting to connect with people, you know, wanting to hear what they have to say, wanting to still be friends with others, like the gentleness that your heart carries. You wouldn't think you've met some interesting people who have done some interesting things, right?
Because,
and even for those people who really push back, I'm always so saddened about the experiences they because it's like, I really hope that everybody can revert to who they were before the pain.
It's always something that I feel like it doesn't have enough awareness. Also because pain is painful. So it's like, what do you mean you want me to revert back? How am I going to revert back to before the pain? You know, it's almost like impossible. But I think we need to kind of encourage and have awareness, build awareness around this sort of thing. Like, hey, try to get back to who you are, because not everybody's going to be like the exact same person that did this to you. So, yeah, you're right.
You know, so I'm personally super proud of you. You know, I witnessed your healing journey from some time going on, and that sparked you back, you know? From like when you first came home with a broken heart to when we were leaving, and now you're in UAE. You're a Habibi. You know? You're a Habibi, dude.
In the Habibi land.
You know, in the Habibi land. And it's like people really, when they meet you and they see you in your Habibi state, they don't see when you first came home, first healing, and your first learning to talk to them.
True.
And the experiences you went through and how you had to, you know, have a conflict with yourself, an inner conflict of like, do I still even want to join society again? You know? We as people need to congratulate everybody who's still trying to be around others. You know? Like, honestly, we have to clap hands for people who have gone through so much pain and have people hurt them, but they still want to love. And they, because, you know, I was having a conversation with one of my friends and it ended up going to, we got to the phrase of dare to love, right? Like, people who love are daring human beings in this world, in this economy. They're daring human beings because there's more crude people, there's more people who just use others. There's so many more people who are open and free and shameless about being horrible people. But then if you're still out here daring to love, daring to be someone who's trustworthy, daring to show up, daring to care, you know, daring to look out for others, daring to be considerate, I commend you so much. Like, any person who's still and daring in this world, you are bold and you're a rock star, dude. I'll tell you that much. Even daring to join a community.
Yeah.
It takes so much bravery to be that kind of person, knowing how the world is just declining. And I'm talking like morally declining.
That's so true, which is why I feel like I know with your community, you guys need to actively create content so that you can share that with the rest of the world so people can see what you guys are doing, because we are in a world, especially post-pandemic, it's really been intense. And morally, the world is declining. You know, we have all these crazy things that are being endorsed, which are not how we're supposed to be. So I think having to see young people like you, President Gen Z, doing still standing on the morals and just being the best version, I think this is almost like refreshing. It's almost like, wow, you know, because a whole lot of things are going on outside and we definitely need to see a lot more of what you guys are doing.
Honestly, and I think I'll share you the link. Maybe you can put it in the description or something like that. It's so crazy that this year we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary and it was, we had kind of did a whole thing of which distributed roles on how to celebrate 1 year. And then we had the gang on setup, the other gang on kitchen, and they were cooking it down. Food was made. When I tell you, we ate.
Okay.
And then there was the documentary gang, which was myself, Vicente, and Eric, and Romy. And we were in charge of, you know, trying to compile all the memories and make it something beautiful and try our best to just show the best way we can in a video what community can feel like. I think we did a decent job.
Yes.
You know, you guys could just...
I give it a 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. It was good.
You know? And it's so nice because I still have a community back at home. You know, I still got my homegirl, Casey, at home and all of that, and the whole family. And when you share something like that across to a stable community that you're away from, it's something else that is also, that shows you that, like, love is long-lasting, you know, and it can be consistent. Because when I call back home, I don't call back home thinking, oh my goodness, am I still thought of the same way? Am I still loved the same way? Like, I feel so secure knowing that I'm away, but only physically. You know, one heart. What that man said, that dude with the dreads. Ooh, I know they're going to cancel me for that. Bob Marley, I'm sorry. I love, you know, right?
Let's Make
together and be all right.
be
Let's get together and be all right. These songs, sometimes we're just there listening, bobbing our head, but we're not really listening to the lyrics. It's just one love. We get together and we'll be all right. That's not to say life is gonna shock you. Life definitely will shock you. One thing life is good at is shocking.
On life will shock you on time, on schedule, on the roster. It will shock you.
You know, the best slimming tea is life. Just get stressed enough. You don't even need to hit the gym. I'm telling you, just get stressed enough, right? But people make all of those things endurable. And for maybe someone thinking, ugh, what if I
Yes,
don't have a
because of
safe school?
community.
What if I don't have a school community? You know, what if I just know that one person who keeps their nose? What am I going to do? There's more people around you than the one person you're focusing on. And if you just slowly
True.
enter, it starts with small interactions. It really starts with small interactions. I'll tell you, sometimes,
So just like hi.
you know, a simple hi and it goes a long way. Later on, you realize you meet this person doing one thing and you're like, oh, this person knows this. Can I?
What if you say hi?
Right? It's
What if
small.
you say hi and then I'm just giving a crazy example. What if you say hi and then maybe the person doesn't hear you?
Then you say hi louder. Hi louder. You can't be whispering. Some people are deaf. You know? Meanwhile, you're going home feeling sad. That person's probably got like a hearing problem. I have a hearing problem. Sometimes someone can talk to me and I'm like, huh? I'm the huh. You know the person where you have to go, can you repeat that? Like, that's me, you know? So sometimes you just have to speak a little
I hear
louder.
you.
But you know, I'll tell you something that's so crazy. You know, community extends even to people that you don't know, but you know. Does that make sense? Because when I run at 5 a.m., there's this one couple. I see them every single morning that I run. They're walking together. I think they're retired. Very old couple. The dude's hairline ends here, and then the woman's just got gray hair. So I'm pretty sure they're retired. But they're such a sweet couple. They'll be walking. And the
They're
first
old.
time I ran past them, mostly we were walking, we made eye contact. Second day, we made eye contact. Third day, I smiled. They smiled back. Okay. The next day, we're smiling at each other. Then the one time I
So
ran over
cute.
them, then it was like, oh, hello, hello. You know, and it's not like we're sitting down at a coffee shop discussing, you know, major life decisions, but there's something about running and
Hello?
seeing that cute couple. Hello?
Hey guys, looks like we had a technical issue. Our conversation was going smoothly, but I'm unable to get hold of my sister at this point. I will definitely have to get her back on the show. We can discuss other things. However, in the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in. We were almost close to wrapping up anyway, so it was really, really good. And thank you so much for spending time with us. I really, really thoroughly enjoyed that conversation. And I look forward to speaking with her again very soon. You stay tuned. Remember to like, remember to share, remember to just leave some comments and rate the show 5-star or however you want to do it. So, yeah, see you again on the next one.